Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Dalid. We left off on the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We had just begun the 8th parak of Maseches Yuma. Today we're going to discuss primarily the issue of Chatzi Shir. On Amud Aleph we're going to talk about Chatzi Shir, whether it's Aser Min HaTorah or Aser Midrabanan, and how it relates to Yom HaKippurim. We're going to give the Svara for each opinion, whether Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah or Aser Midrabanan, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of the status of a koi, or a kvi. I'm not sure, I've heard it pronounced both ways, not sure what the real pronunciation is, the animal that's Safik Chaya, Safik Behema, with regards to the Isser of Achilas Chelev, in regards to the Isser of Achilas Dam. That's going to be on the bottom of Amud Aleph, and then the Gemara is going to spend Amud Beis discussing the concept of Inui on Yom HaKippurim, V'nisim Es Nafsho Sechem. So we're going to first prove that Inui relates to food and drink and not to other types of just making oneself suffer, like sitting in the sun, in a hot sun or something like that. Inui is food and drink related. The Gemara is going to elaborate on that in great detail. And then we're going to reject sources that suggest that Inui means Tashmish. And then at the end, we're going to have a little bit of agadita about the man, why the man was called Inui. That's the connection, because the man in Torah is referred to Hamachilcha man bamidbar lema'an anoscha, that in some way the man was meant to afflict us. So in what way is the man possibly considered an affliction? It doesn't seem like an affliction at all. So we left off right at the Gemara. The Mishnah said that there are five inuyim on Yom Kippur. There are five things you're not allowed to do in Yom Kippur. Achil shtia, rechitza, sicha, nilsandl, tashma shamita. It gave us the shear of achila being koseves hagasa on Yom HaKippurim, and told us that different types of ochel are mitztarif for that shear, but ochel mashkar are not mitztarif. So says Gemara, Asur, why does it say that Yom HaKippurim is Asur b'achil v'shtiyah? It's much more than Asur. Enosh karesu, it's a chiv kares. It's not just an Isser, it's something that's a very severe Isser. It's a chiv kares. So why does he use such a benign language like Asur? Sam Rabbi Levi, Tem Rabbi Yirmiya, lo nitzrucha ela l'chatzi shir. When it says Asur, it's teaching me that even when there's not going to be a Chiyuv Kares, because a person eats less than the Shir, a person eats less than a Koseves Hagasa, still it's going to be Asur. That's why it has to say Asur. Says Gemara, Hani Chalmad Yamar Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. That works out really well if you in fact hold that Chatzi Shir is Asur. Elamad Yamar Chatzi Shir Mutter Min HaTorah Ma'ik Alameymar. But what if you hold Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah? So then why would it say Asur? It can't be about Chatzi Shir, because Chatzi Shir is Mutter. The Itmar Chatzi Shir Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Min HaTorah Rish Lak Shabbat Mutter Min HaTorah. We know it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish about Chatzi Shir in general, where Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asur Min HaTorah, Rish Lakish says Mutter Min HaTorah. So Hani Chal Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Ma'ik Alameymar. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it makes a lot of sense that we're going to use the term Asur to tell me that even a Chatzi Shir is Asur. But according to Rish Lakish, that a Chatzi Shir is Mutter, why is the word Asur used in the Mishnah? If we're only describing things that are a Shir Shalem, it should use the word Kare, Chayiv Kares. And if we're talking about Chatzi Shir, then it's not Asur, it's actually Mutter. Answers Gemara, Modu Reish Lakish, Sha'asur Midrabanan. No, Reish Lakish only said the Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah, but on a Drabanan level, even Reish Lakish is Modu the Chatzi Shir is Asur. So when the Mishnah says that Yom HaKippurim is Asur Ba'achilu B'shtia, even according to Reish Lakish is talking about the Chatzi Shir, it is in fact Asur Ba'achilu B'shtia on a Drabanan level. Now the Sefer Tosafos Yom HaKippurim just points, Tosafos Yom HaKippurim points out, asks the Kasha, what, granted that the Mishnah is teaching us the Isra of Chatzi Shir with the word Asir, but why of all places in Shas to teach us the Isra of Chatzi Shir would the Tana Dafka pick Halachos of Yom HaKippurim to teach us Chatzi Shir? Chatzi Shir is a much broader concept. It applies to everything, to all of the Kala Torah Kula. So why Dafka would he stick it into a Mishnah, would Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi stick it into a Mishnah in Maseches Yuma? So he says, according to Reish Lakish, who holds Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah, it makes a lot of sense, because you could say that the Tana is coming to teach me a Chiddush, that even a Chatzi Shir of Yom HaKippurim, which is less than a Koseves Hagasa, which is more than a Kezayis, meaning, and normally Isuri Achila are B'Kezayis, so even a Chatzi Shir of Yom HaKippurim, which is more than a Kezayis, even that's Mutter Min HaTorah. So certainly Shari Surim, where the Chatzi Shir is Pachas B'Kezayis, for sure would be Mutter Min HaTorah. So according to Reish Lakish, I understand there's a great Chiddush in that, to tell me that it's only an Isser Drabanan, even though it's more than a Kazayas. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, why would we dafka, if Chatz Shir Zos Menator everywhere, why would we dafka say it over here? So the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim explains that according to the opinions that the four other Inuyim, other than Achilu Shtia, are Asur Min HaTorah, maybe the Tana wants to hint to us by mentioning the din of Chatzi Shir together with the other four Inuyim that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah as well. Meaning by juxtaposing Chatzi Shir with the other Inuyim by using the term Asur, maybe the Tana is trying to hint to us about the other Inuyim, that the other Inuyim are in fact Asur Min HaTorah. That works if you hold like those Rishonim that say that the other Inuyim are actually Asur Min HaTorah. What about those that hold that the other Inuyim are only Asur Min Drabanan? So he says that those that hold that the other Inuyim are only Asur Min Drabanan is because if the Tana would teach us the Isra of Chatzi Shir somewhere else, we would make the mistake to say that only when the food itself is a Cheftza of Isser, the food itself is Asur Bekazayis with an Isra Lav, that's where there's an Isra Min HaTorah of Chatzi Shir. But where the food itself is mutter, it's the yom that's aser, it's the particular day of the calendar that makes it aser, because it happens to be on Yom HaKippurim, one is not allowed to eat. So then there is makom to say that there will be no Isra of Chatzi Shir, because by Chatzi Shir there's no Yishuv Hadas, there's no removal of inui when a person eats Chatzi Shir. Now Adarabba, sometimes eating Chatzi Shir causes greater tsar than not eating at all, because by having Chatzi Shir you're wetting the appetite and then you're not satisfying it. So that might have thought that would be a greater inui, and therefore that should be mutter. So that's why it has to tell us the din of Chatzi Shir dafka on Yom HaKippurim. Now there is a machlokas in Maseches Makos and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that Shiurei Torah are the reason the Torah gives Shiurim, or Halacha Moshe Mesinai at least, is for a Chiv Malkus, to tell me that only once you have that Shiur you Chayv Malkus. Rabbi Shimon says no, Ha'ochel Kol Shu Chayv Malkus. A person is eats even the tiniest amount of any Isser, he's Chayv Malkus for eating the smallest amount. What are Shiurim for? That's for a Chiv Korban. Shiurim tell me you're only Chayv Korban if you eat a Shiur. So the Tosfos in Maseches Shavuos on Daf Chafal Vam Beis points out that even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, would still hold like the Rabbanan, that there's no Chiv Malkus on Pachas Mikshir. Meaning Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah does not mean that Chatzi Shir is the same Isser as a Shir Shalem. It could be that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah and still there's not going to be a Chiv Malkus on Pachas Mikshir. So that machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon might even be within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. And the Raya that Tosfos has is from the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Tzadiches Amud Aleph, where the Gemara in Chulin says that Rabbi Yochanan says that by Kol HaTorah Kula Ein Heter Mitzarif LeIsser Chutz Me Isuri Nazir, that Heter to create a Shir Shalem, we don't use Heter to combine with Isser to create a Shir Shalem. Now if Rabbi Yochanan would hold Chatzi Shir there's a Chiv Malkus, so what do you mean Heter Mitzarif LeIsser? It's already a Shir Malkus, you already have a Shir Malkus by a Chatzi Shir. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that by a Chatzi Shir you're not Chayv Malkus, it's just that Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah. So that's the idea that's the connection with the Gemara in Maseches Makos. So again, so in our Gemara, what did we just say? There is a machlokas where the Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah or only Asur Midrabanan. So we said our Mishnah might even be going like Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish says Chatzi Shir is Mutar Min HaTorah, but it still uses the term Asur to teach me the issue of Chatzi Shir, because Chatzi Shir is Asur Midrabanan. So frak the Gemara 5 lines from the bottom, I hachi lo nechayev alei Karban Shavua, if it's really Asur Midrabanan, then one should not be Chayev a Karban Shavua for it. Where one should not be Chayev a Karban Shavua for it. If you look at Rashi Ihachi, Dil Reish Lakish Asur Mi Midrabanan. If it's so that according to Reish Lakish, Chatzi Shir is Asur Midrabanan, so then Lo Nechayev alei Karban Shavua Hanishba Shalo Yochel Chatzi Shir Midvar Asur. Ba'achal, lo nechayev alei karban shvuas bitoy, if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat a chatzi shir of chazur, let's say, and then he eats it, he should not be chayev a karban shvuas bitoy. bitoy, because the Gemara says in Masech Shavuos Nishvah l'kayimus mitzvah l'kiyum pater Nishvah l'vatav lo bitel pater, that if you take a shvua to do an avera and then you don't do the avera, you're pater from Shavuos bitoy. So according to Reish Lakish, if it in Chatzis Shir is in fact asr midrabanan, that should exclude it from the parsha of Shavuos bitoy. Alama Tanan, Shavuos l'ochal va'achal nevelus utreifos shkatzur matzum chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Pater, why is it that we say in the Mishnah that if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and then he eats nevel shrev shkatzur matzim, he eats yisurei achila, Tanakama says he's chayiv, Rabbi Shimon says he's Pater for the shvua, v'avinaba, amai chayiv, mushmav av mar sinayhu. And we asked about that Mishnah, what do you mean chayiv? You're ready mushmav av mar sinay on this issue of not eating nevels and shrev shkatzur matzim. So Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan da Amri, v'kol dvar ma'mutar m'dvar ma'asurin. Now he could still make the shvua bichal by including in the shvua not only usher foods but also mutter foods. So once the shvua is chal on the foods that are mutter, it's chal on the foods that are usher as well. And therefore, when he violates the shvua with ma'achalas asuros, he's going to be chayiv for the shvua. V'reish Lakish amar iyata motzei ela b'mefaresh chatzi shir v'aliba d'rabanan o b'stam v'aliba d'Rabbi Akiva. D'amar adam osur atzma b'kol shu. Maybe we're assuming that he said explicitly that he's not even going to eat a chatzishir, and we're assuming, like the sheet of the Rabbanon who hold, that when a person just says that he's not going to eat, only a shir becomes asr, but chatzishir is mutter to him. So maybe we're talking about a case where a guy says explicitly in his shvua, I'm not going to eat a chatzishir, and we're assuming like the Rabbanon, or bistam, and we assume like a Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva holds bistam, that even bistam, a chatzishir is included in the lashon of shvua anyway. But bottom line is, as Rashi points out toward the end of the top Rashi, v'isviru le Reish Lakish dechatzi shir aser midrabanan. If Reish Lakish really holds the chatzi shir is aser at least on a drabanan level, hechi muki lo lahadetani chayiv ba'ochel chatzi shir v'arei afalav mushma mishum lav delos aser. So how can he say that one is chayiv for a shvua when he eats a chatzi shir of iser? What do you mean? You're mushma v'omin me'ar Sinai even on a chatzi shir. It's only asr midrabanan. Yeah, but there's nisr in the Torah of Lel Sasser that you're not allowed to veer from what the Rabbanan say. So that's also considered mushbava omed. So that's the kasha. How can we say that Reish Lakish holds chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah? How can we say that same Reish Lakish holds that it's asr midrabanan? We see clearly that Reish Lakish holds that when you eat a chatzi shir, it's not included in mushbava omed. You're not considered to be mushbava omed. You're not considered to have been previously commanded about chatzi shir. So that's the kasha. So it says more of a chitema, and if you're going to say kiven de islay heter min haTorah kachayil karban shvua, you're going to say no. Maybe the fact that it's mutter min haTorah allows for the chiyuv of karban shvua to be chal. When do we say mushbav omed? Maybe that's only by something that's asr min haTorah, but chatzishir is only asr midrabanan. So maybe on such a thing we're not going to say mushbav omed. But we know that that's not true, because vatanan, the Mishnah is going to say very clearly that even on things that are asr midrabanan, we apply the concept of mushbav. Shvuas ha'edus einu noheges el bruuyin lahayid. The Mishnah tells us in Masech Shvuas that the concept of Shvuas ha'edus, the chiyuv for Shvuas ha'edus, when a person swears that he doesn't know any testimony about something, and then it turns out he lied, it turns out he did know testimony about something, so he's going to be chayiv for Shavuos Eidus. So that's only, that the whole parsha of Shavuos Eidus only applies to someone who could have theoretically been an aid. It has to be somebody who could have been made. Otherwise, what did he cost you by lying and by not being made and by saying he doesn't know any Eidus? Even if he had known Eidus, he would have been able to do anything with the Eidus. And we said, like, who are we talking about? Who is someone that's not ru'uyin laheir that we're excluding from the parsha of Shavuos Eidus? Rav Papa Amar Lemute Melech. So Rav Papa says it comes to exclude a king because a king is not allowed to be made. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Lemute Mesachik Pekuvia. It comes to exclude a gambler. A gambler is not allowed to be made. Vamasachi Bekovya Midar Raisa Mikhsa Khazivra Banan Huda Pasluhu. But what do we know about the Psul of Masachik Bekovya? Someone who gambles is Pasul to be made Midra Banan, but Midar Raisa, he's Roi to be made, and Veloka Chaila Le Shvua, and we still see that there's no Chiv Shvua at all on him. So apparently the concept of Mushma Va'omid applies even to things that are drabanan, even to psulim that are to issues that are drabanan. So just like Shvuas Ha'edus excludes a Masachik Bekuvia because he's not Ra'ui Laheyid, so too by us, even if Reish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah, the fact that it's Asumi drabanan should be enough to make it Mushba Va'omeid. So says Gemara, no, Shiny Hasim, you can't bring a right from Shvuas Ha'edus. Shvuas Ha'edus is different. Damar Krak, because the Pasuk says, Im Lo Yagid, that if part of the chiv of Shvuas Eidos is if you don't say the Eidos that you know. V'hai lav bar hagada hu klal. At the end of the day, Masachik Bekuvya is not a bar hagada. He's not someone who would ever be accepted to say any Eidos. So it's a special Gzeres HaKasuv that we have by Shvuas Eidos that cannot be broadly applied to other chiyuvei Shvua. So maybe in fact it is correct to say that Mushba Va'omed only applies to things that are asur min HaTorah, not to things that are asur midrabanan, and that's why Reish Lakish can hold that Chatzi Shir is asur midrabanan, but it's still not considered to be Mushba Va'omed Me'ar Sinai. The chiyuv for Shvuas Bitoy could still apply to a Chatzi Shir because it is mutter min HaTorah, even though it is Aser Midrabanan. Now, from Rashi, it sounds, when Reish Lakish says, Yatamotzel b'mefarish chatzi shir, v'alibidrabanan, it sounds that according to Reish Lakish, if a person eats a shir shalem, even if you don't eat it all at once, you're still potter from carbon shvuas bitoy for the eating of the shir shalem, because it's mushbahu alachilas mer sina. Again, what Reish Lakish hold? That if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat something, and then if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat a chatzi shir that he's not going to eat a davar aser, that he's not going to eat something that's aser, and he eats a chatzi shir of the davar aser, so he's going to be chayiv. But if he eats a shir shalem of the davar aser, then he's going to be pater. So that's a little bit tricky. The only way to eat a shir shalem is by first eating a chatzi shir. So how does that work out exactly? He eats a chatzi shir and he's going to be chayv for the shvuas bitoy. So just keep eating, and when he keeps on eating, now he's going to be pater as soon as he hits that threshold of a shir shalem. So the Rashash isn't sure. Does Rashi mean to say that only if he's bolea, kazayis of nevela, all at one time, where he therefore never had a moment that he ate a chatzi shir, that's when we're going to say that it's not considered that he violated shvuah because he's mushba ba'omed? But if he eats a chatzi shir at first and then he continues eating and eats a shir shalem, so then maybe Reish Lakish would say hitaka is chayv because he first had the chatzi shir. Eating more is not going to take away the chiyuv. Or do we say no, that we measure in increments of kedei achilas pras? So at each point when you get to a kedei achilas pras, we stop the clock and we say, okay, let's tally what he's eaten, and let's see if he's going to be chayiv or not. So as long as he eats the shir shalem b'kedei achilas pras, even though he had already eaten a chatzi shir before that, maybe that would save him from the chiyuv of the shvua. That's the safek that the Rashash raises. He's not sure what to do with that. That's the Rashash on this Rashi. Also interesting over here, we mentioned that a melech is not able to be made, is excluded from the parsha of Shvuas Ha'edus. The source of this din is in Shvuas Avid Gimel Amnal, a melech is enu made. The Mishnah is in Sanhedrin, that the Mishnah Sanhedrin tells us, Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches, that a melech is lo dan v'lo danin oso, lo meid v'lo mi'idin oso. So there's a discussion why that is the case. Why is it that a melech cannot be made? Rabbeinu Chananel explains, melech can't be made because it says, Beis David dina l'bokar mishpat, and ein eid nasa dayan. That Beis David is supposed to be a dayan, so ein eid nasa dayan. But Rashi says that a melech ain't made because an eid needs to stand b'shas hagadus ha'edus, and it's a bizayin to the melech, because somtas melech ha'melech shetei maso alecha. The melech always must be able to retain his dignity and his authority, and if he's forced to stand, that is a pagam in his in the authority of the melech. We need a maso alecha at all times. That must be the relationship between Klal Yisrael and its king. So by allowing him to be made, and therefore forcing him to stand to say his edus, it's going to be pogame in the covet of the malchus itself. The Ritva in Masechta Shavuos says that going to the Beis Din to be made is a bizayon to him. Like the Gemara says in Masechta Shavuos and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara says Sorbim Rabbanan is Yodea Edus, and the Dion is in front of a Beis Din that's Pchusim Mimenu, that's on a lower level than him in terms of their Chashivas and Torah. So such a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to be made in front of such a Beis Din. Why? Just like he's pater from a Shava Saveda, that a Zakin Veda L'fikvodo is pater from certain mitzvos, that if a person sees an Aveda on the floor that is beneath his dignity to be carrying around, so he's pater from doing the mitzvah of a Shava Saveda. Similarly, when it comes to being made, if a person is a big Talmud Chacham and the Beis Din that he's called to is a Beis Din of people who are Pchusim Imenu, who are lesser Talmidei Chachamim, so that's a Zakin Veda L'fikvodo. Zakin Veda L'fikvodo is relative. It's relative to who the person is. It's not a standard, it's not a single standard for everybody. It's true that way about Shavas Aved also, depending on how great of a stature the Zakin is and how embarrassing the Aveda is. So Zakin Veda L'fikvodo is pater. Typically, Zakin Veda L'fikvodo is a din that we only find Ben Adam L'chavero. By Ben Adam L'makom, there is no din of Zakin Veda L'fikvodo. It's one of the nafkaminas. Whenever we have a discussion of whether a mitzvah is a mitzvah, so we always ask, my nafkamina, whether it's Be'al Machaver, Be'al Machaver. So there are several nafkaminas, 5, 6, 7 nafkaminas. How you do tshuva? Do you need to get mechila in order to do tshuva? How much money do you have to spend? There are lots of nafkaminas, but one of the nafkaminas is Zakin Ve'al Machaver, Foda, because when it comes to Be'al Machaver, we say, Ein Chacham Ve'Neitz Ve'en Tvuna Neger Hashem, that if there's no issue of personal kavod when it comes to Ben Adam L'Makom, when it comes to at least Dinim Da'araisa, Ben Adam L'Makom B'Kum V'Asei. So there would be no concern of Zakin Ven L'Fikvodo. But Ben Adam L'Chaveru, the assumption is that you wouldn't have to allow your own dignity to suffer for a mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chaveru. But that's the concept that a melech is not made. Now it's interesting, the Rav Shechter points out in Ginas Egos that all the Achronim point out, the Nesivos and others, develop the idea that there are two types of psulei edus that we find. Some people can't be made because they are psulei edus, and some people can't be made because they don't have a shame aid. It's not just that they're psulei edus, they're not included in edus to begin with. They simply, edus doesn't apply to them. So he says maybe that's the din by a melech. A melech is pasul le'edus min haTorah, but when it comes to the melech pasul ladun, the melech not being allowed to be a dayan, so l'chora one could have said, well, we know the rule is anyone who's pasul le'edus is pasul to be a dayan, that they go hand in hand. So but if you look in the sugya Masech Sanhedrin where it talks about the pasul of the melech to be a dayan, there's a very specific reason based on a story with Yanai Melech that they made a gezeira that a melech is lo dan maso. So you see that midaraisa a melech is kosher to be a dayan. So how could it be that midaraisa is possible to be an aid, but he's kosher to be a dayan? So maybe the idea is that when do we say that there's such a concept that anyone is possible for one is possible for the other, that a kala kosher ladun kosher laheid, like the Gemara says in Maseches Nidadaf Memtes, that anyone is kosher ladun is kosher laheid, but anyone is possible ladun possible laheid, that they go hand in hand, the psul edus and psul dayanus. That's only when there's a din of psul, when someone is a karov apostle. But if someone doesn't have a shame aid bechlal, so someone who doesn't have a shame aid is not going to be necessarily possible from Dayanus. He's not a shame aid. He's not an aid. That doesn't necessarily possible someone from Dayanus. There's a Tosus and Baba Kama quotes a machlokas by an Isha. If an Isha is kosher to be a Dayan. So Tosus asks, what do you mean? How could an Isha be kosher to be a Dayan? Kala kosher ladun kosher laheyed, and an Isha's possible laheyed, an Isha can't be an aid. So obviously she's possible to be a Dayan. So Tosus says, no, that klal is only by an Ish. That klal doesn't apply to an Isha. So what does that mean? That klal is only why? Why should that klal of kol pasul lahir pasul ladun or kol pasul ladun kol kasha ladun kasha lahir? Why should that klal only be by an ish and not by an isha? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that that's what Tosfos means, based on that nesivus, based on this distinction between a psul and a lav shame aid. That the Mishnah means to say anyone who's pasul to be an aid. The psul applies to dayanus as well. So krovim, rishayim, who are pasul aids, are pasul dayanus. But in isha, it's not that she's pasul aid. It's just that she has no shame aid klal. So you can't be mamshich that din of no shame aid and apply it to dayanus as well. Someone who doesn't have a shame aid could be that he does have a shame dayan, or she does have a shame dayan. So that's why it's a separate issue whether an isha is kosher to be a dayan or not. In Shulchan Aruch, in Chosh Mishpat Siman Zayin, there are two deos about kashrus of a katan who's low heavy shtei saros to be a dayan. So that only works if you hold like this yisod that a katan has no shame aid, and mela the klal of kashal aid kashal adun is not chal on him. But if you hold that a katan has a shame aid and he's a psul aidus, so then there's nothing to talk about when it comes to dayanus, because anyone who's possible to be an aid would be possible to be a dayan. And this applies, this concept of a shame aid versus psula edus applies somewhat broadly. It applies in a number of different circumstances. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. We left off kol hecha, so there's a girsa change over here. We take out the word tani. V'kol hecha de enush kares lo tani aser. How could we be, what was the diuk we made from our Mishnah? We said, oh, why does the Mishnah only use the word aser? What do you mean aser? It's much worse than aser. It's a chiv kares. So what? And when somebody's a chiv kares, we don't use the word aser? Is aser inaccurate to describe a chi of kares? Vatanya, afal pishamru aser bekula norma nas kares, ela lochel vishosav osam lochel bilvad. The Brisa says that even though it's aser to do all of these things, achila, shdia, sicha, rechitza, nilasan, all these things are aser, the chi of kares is only for eating, drinking, and doing malacha on Yom HaKippurim. So you see that aser works for everything, it works for chi of kares as well. So it says marachachi kamar, kshamru aser lo amru ele bekachatzi shir, aval kashir enosh kares. What it means to say is, when we say aser, that's all it is, that all you have is an iser, that's only when you're having a chatzi shir. But when you have a shir shalem, then it's more than just aser. It's actually a chi of kares. The Ran is mochiach from the Lashon of the Gemara that all five inuim are asur min haTorah. Because if they weren't asur min haTorah, it wouldn't have said lo amar enosh kares. What do you mean lo amar enosh kares? There's no iser min haTorah at all. So the Ran uses this as a raya that the other inuim are also asur min haTorah. As we mentioned yesterday, that is a big machlokes rishonim, whether the other dalit inuim are asur min haTorah. Rashi writes that since the four inuim are asur, the four inuim are asur midrabanan, so and the limud that our Gemara quotes is only going to be in asmachta bialma, because the four inuim are only asur midrabanan. But a lot of rishonim disagree and hold that they're actually asur min haTorah. Let's see how the Gemara plays it out. Ve'afal pisha enosh kares, en enosh kares ela ochel v'shosav asur melacha b'vad. And even though there is a chi of kares, it's only for eating and drinking and doing malacha. V'ibay say, makikatani aser asha'ara. Or aser might be going on the other inuyim, not achilu shtia. Ditanu rabba v'rav Yosef, pishar sifri d'be rav, minayin li yom ha-kippurim, sha'aser b'rachitza b'sicha b'nil sandal b'tash b'shamita. How do I know that all of these other inuyim are aser? Tamalom are shabbos on shvos. That's why it says shabbos on shvos. That's what Rashi says. Yeah, shvos, referring to an iser d'rabbanon. Shabbason, he says, v'gabe inu ikse v'ki hechid de shabbason ha'amr b'shabbos asmuchu bei rabbanon shar malachos shelo hayu b'mishkan. Just like by Shabbos, the Lashon of Shabbason comes to include, midrabbanon at least, comes to include other malachos that were not done in the Mishkan and are therefore not real full-fledged malachos. So Shabbason, that it says by inui, also includes other inuyim that aren't asr min haTorah, that aren't the real kind of inuyim that are asr min haTorah. So Rashi understands, even though the Gemara says minayin and a quote of pasuk, that this is all to tell me that it's a din derabanan, that the other inuyim are only aser midrabanan. Midar raisa, they are mutter. Whereas other rishonim, Tosfos Yeshanim, says no, the four inuyim that are aser min haTorah. And whether it's this drasha or another drasha, but it is aser min haTorah. Gufa. So going back to the discussion of Chatzi Shir for a moment. Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asr Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzi Shir is Asr Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish says Mutar Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says Asr Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish says Mutar Min HaTorah. What's the Svara? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asr Min HaTorah, Kivin Dechazilat Starufei. Rabbi Yochanan will say that it's Asr Min HaTorah because it's Chazilat Starufei. It's a ra'ui to be mitzari. If you could always combine it by eating more and therefore creating a Shir Shalem. So that's what makes it Asr Min HaTorah. Isura ka'achil, chazid tzarufi isura ka'achil. Reish Lakish amar, mutar min HaTorah, achil amar rachmanu v'leka. Reish Lakish will say, no, chatzi shir is mutar min HaTorah, because when the Torah asrs achila, it's only the achila shir. Less than an achila shir is not called an achila, so therefore it's going to be mutar. So Eser, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, ein li ala kol sheyashno ba'onash, yashno ba'ashara, so I would only know anything that's included in the onash is included in the ashara by Chelev, where the Onesh and the Ashara are close to each other. It says Kol Chelev Shor V'Kesev Eizlo Sochlu, so that's the Ashara, and right away it says Kikol Chelev Min Abehema, so you see the Onesh. So I would only know that there's an Isser on Chatzi Shir where there's the Ashara and the Onesh are next to each other. Kviv Chatzi Shir Hol Ve'Eno Ba'Onesh Yochel Eino Ba'Ashara, but I'm sorry, I would only know that there is that kol sheyashno ba'onesh sheyashno ba'asara, that there's an iser for that which the Torah gives an onesh for. But what about things that there's no onesh for? So maybe there's no iser for them either. So I might think that since seinu ba'onesh yachal einu ba'asara tamalomer, but that's why the pasuk says kol chelev, to tell me that even certain things that there's no onesh for, there's still an asara. Bottom line is, what do you see? It's from a pasuk that we learn that a chatzi shir has an iser, even though there's no onesh. So I say, answers the Gemara, mi d'rabbanan mekras machta b'yalma. Reish Lakish would answer, no, that's only din d'rabbanan. The pasuk is only nasmachta. Hachinam mistavra, di'isal kadai tuchta raisa. And it has to be that it's only d'rabbanan, because if you hold that it's d'raisa, kvi sveikahu, itzrich krol v'sui sveika, what's the din of kvi? It's a safek whether it's a chaya, safek whether it's a behema. And therefore, it's a safek whether there's an isr kares for its chelev. So because you're going to use a pasuk to tell me about a suffix, what do you mean? Klapi Shemaya Galia, Kodesh Baruch Hu knows whether it's a chaya or a behema. So whatever the Torah says about chaya, if it's a chaya, it's included in chaya. Whatever the Torah says about behema, if it's a behema, it's included in behema. You wouldn't need another pasuk dafka to address a suffix. We have rules of suffix. Suffix daraisa l'chumra, suffix rabbanan l'kula. Just use the regular rules of suffix. So you see that this whole drasha must only be a drasha midrabbanan and a smachta midrabbanan, not a real drasha min haTorah. So says Gemara, if that's the best proof you got, lo iria, that's not such a great proof, that's not going to be so convincing. Kasavri, because it could be that it's not just a Savi Chaya Savi Behema, it could be that it's a third type of animal. It's a Birya Bifnei Atzma, and therefore the Torah needs to address it separately to tell me for which dinim it's considered like a Chaya, and for which dinim it's considered like a Behema. But what is it really? Really, it's neither. It's not a Savi, it's neither. Dilote, or both, or whatever you want to call it. Dilote Mahachi, if you don't say that, Hadam Ravidi Baravin, Av Kol Lasui Kvi, Kvi Sveiko, it's Rikala Rabui Sveika. So he also has a different drasha of Afkol to tell me to talk about this animal that's a Safek Chaya, Safek Behema by Achilas Dam. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me about a Safek? We have rules of Safek. Ella Beri Shiny. No, you see, something that's a Beri Bifnei Atzma, something that's its own separate category, is different. So Achnam Beri Shiny over here also. It's with the Gabe the Yisrael Achilas Chelev, it's considered its own separate category, and therefore it is different. Now, we mentioned the Svar for Rabbi Yochanan is Chazi Litzarufe. Why is it that Chazi Shir is Asmer HaTorah? Because you could always eat a Shir Shalim. It's Chazi Litzarufe to a Shir Shalim. So there's a Machlokas Achronim about a Chazi Shir when you're not going to be able to be mashing the Shir Shalim. Are you pater because you don't have the Svar of Chazil Tzarufei? Or do you say, no, because of the general Svar of Chazil Tzarufei, even when you eat a Chazi Shir, even when it's not Chazil Tzarufei, when this eating that you're actually doing is not Chazil Tzarufei, it would still be Asr. The Tzlach in his Chidushim to Maseches Pesachim Daf Mem Dalid says that if a person eats a Chatzi Shir at the end of Pesach, right at the very end of the day, he does not violate Chatzi Shir Asr Min HaTorah. Sara, because there's no Chazilit Sarufei. It can't be Masarif to Shir Shalom, because by the time you could eat a Shir Shalom, Pesach will already be over. However, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Reish Mem Chesos Gimel, and the Avnei Milum as well, right, that there's that even though there's no ability to be Mitzarif Chatzi Shir, this Chatzi Shir to another Chatzi Shir, nevertheless, the Chatzi Shir, the Isra of Chatzi Shir, B'mekomo Omed, the Isra of Chatzi Shir still remains in place. So the Svar of Chazil Sarufei may not define for us the Isser of Chatzi Shir. It's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz Matzah, writes that if someone eats Chametz on Pesach, Kol Shehu, it's Asur min HaTorah, because Pesach says Leyachal Chametz. And nevertheless, he's not Chayev Kares, because you're only Chayev Kares if you eat a full Shir Kazayis. Pachas Mikazayis, Makan also Makas Mardus, says the Rambam. So Kesem Mishra says, why does the Rambam need a Pasuk by Chametz to tell me that there's an Isra of eating a Chatzi Shir of Chametz? What do you mean? In our Sugya, it's very clear, Chatzi Shir applies to Kol HaTorah Kula. Chatzi Shir is Asur min HaTorah to everywhere. So we learn from Chalev to Kol HaTorah Kula to Asur Chatzi Shir. So why would Dafka say by Chametz? Why would the Rambam Dafka have to point out a Pasuk by Chametz? So the Mishnah Melech and the Rambam says that we could be Mechalik between the Isra of Chalev and the Isra of Chametz. Chalev is also B'Kol HaShana, never has any Shas Heter. It's a Cheftz of Machol Sasuros. Chametz, the rest of the year, is Mutter. So maybe, since the rest of the year is Mutter, maybe we think it's more lenient vis-a-vis Chatzishir. Chatzishir would not be Aser by Chametz, and that's why the Rambam needs a separate Pasuk to tell me that Chatzishir is Aser by Chametz as well. That's one answer of the Mishnah Melech. He has other answers as well, and the other answers other Achronim give, but that's one answer of the Mishnah Melech. Let's go weiter. So it says Gemara, Torah Abanan, we have a Braisa. Ta'anu es nafsho seichem. It says that we should afflict ourselves on Yom HaKippurim. So Yachal Yeshu B'chama O B'tzina Kadesh Yitztar. So I might think this means just make yourself suffer. Sit in the sun, sit in the cold, in order to cause yourself as much tzar as you possibly can. Tamalomar B'kol Melacha Losasu. That's why the Pasuk says, Kol Melacha Losasu, to teach us that Ma Melacha Shevi Al Taseh, Afinu Nefesh Shevi Al Taseh. Just like the Isser of doing Melacha is an Isser, is a requirement of Shevi Al Taseh, of sitting still and not doing malacha, so too the mitzvah of inoy is a mitzvah to not do certain things. It's not a mitzvah to go out and sit in the sun. It's a mitzvah to not do certain things, to refrain from certain activities. I ve'mehechad yasav b'shimsha v'chamim lei lo neim lei kum tov betula. Maybe the isra of inoy therefore means if you're in an uncomfortable place, you're not allowed to move. Shevi al taseh, sit right there. So even with this drasha that inoy means shevi al taseh, maybe it still relates to sitting in the sun or sitting in the cold, that we would tell you to remain sitting in the sun. Sitting called yasav betula v'karle, you're sitting in the shade and it's cold. Lo neim lei kum tov b'shimsha. We would not tell you to go and move to the sun where you could warm up a little bit, because shevi al taseh. So maybe that's what inoy means. So it says, no, dumya de malacha. It has to be a similar type of requirement as malacha. In that, ma malacha lo chilakteba af inoy lo tachlukbo. Just like by malacha, it's always shevi al taseh. There's never a situation where the yisr malacha is become vaseh. So too, the requirement of inoy has to be a type of inoy that's always shevi al taseh, not a type of inoy that's fulfilled become, that's ever fulfilled become vaseh. So that's how we know that it doesn't mean sitting in the sun. That's not what inoy means. Tani Yidach, another brayse, Tanu Snafshu Seichem, Yashal Yeshu Bechama Ubitzina V'Yitztayer. I might think that inoy means to make oneself suffer by sitting in an uncomfortable place. Tamalom Ravkom Lachal Asasu, Ma Malach Dover Shechevon Lav Makam Acher, Af Inoy Nefesh Shechevon Lav Makam Acher. This brayse takes a different tactic. It's not that the comparison to Malacha teaches me that it has to be B'Shevi Al Taseh. The comparison to Malacha teaches me that it's got to be a type of inoy that's usher in other areas of Torah as well. Just like malacha is something that applies to Yom Kippur and to Shabbos and to Yantif, we find the Surah Malacha all over the Torah. The type of inoy the Torah is telling me to do in Yom Kippur has to be to refrain from something that the Torah generally tells me to refrain from in other places. Vezazeh, what is something the Torah generally tells me to refrain from? It's eating. Zeh pigul v'nosar. like eating pigal and osar, where you're not allowed to eat it. So over here as well, there's an isra achila on Yom HaKippurim. So it says, avi pigal and osar shein bekares, v'lovi asatevel shein bekares. So I would think, okay, maybe that only includes pigal and osar, which is an isra kares, but not tevel, where there's no isra kares. Tamalomer ta'anu, v'inisim esnafshusechem riba. That's why it says, v'inisim esnafshusechem, they have to be ma'ana oneself, not just from Yisuri Karis, but from things that are just Yisuri Lavim as well, or from Yisuri Misa as well. Avia Tevel Shuba Misa, so I might think to include Tevel because there's a Chiv Misa. Vlovias and Nevela Sheina B'Misa, but what about just Yisuri Lav like Nevela? Tamlomer Tanu V'Nisa Mesnaf Shosechem Riba. That's inclusive of even Nevela. Avias and Nevela Shuba Lav, Vlovias a Chulin Sheina B'Lav. So I would think, okay, you're not allowed to eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, but Chulin, which is not even an Isser, regular food, which generally speaking is not even an Isser, maybe is not going to be also in Yom Kippur. That's what comes to tell me, no, you're not allowed to eat anything. You're not allowed to eat chulin food either on Yom Kippur. I might think, okay, you're not allowed to eat food that you generally don't have an imperative to eat. But what about food that's a mitzvah to eat? Like truma throughout the year, it's a mitzvah for a kohen to eat truma as long as he's tahor and the truma's tahor. There's a mitzvah to eat truma. So I might think a tahor kohen should eat truma, is allowed to eat truma on Yom Kippur. Again, this pasuk tells me it's a riboy that's all inclusive, that any type of food is asur to eat on Yom Kippur. So aviyas truma sheinu b'bal tol siru v'lo aviyas kachem sheinu b'bal tol siru. Yeah, maybe you're not allowed to eat truma on Yom Kippur, even though it's a mitzvah, because you could just eat it the next day. But what about kachem, where if you don't eat it today, it's going to become nosar? So I might think you're allowed to eat that on Yom Kippur. Tavlomer tanu v'nisim esnaf shosechem riba. So that's a second brisa that tells us how we know that inui on Yom Kippur relates to eating, that one cannot eat, as opposed to just sitting in the hot sun or sitting in cold weather. And if you want, I'll give you a different pasuk. Pasuk says vavatis nefshahi inui shu avedus nefesh. How do I know it means not eating? Because it has to be the type of inui that's avedus nefesh, and that means not eating. It's not eating and drinking. Why do I need this second pasuk over here to tell me that inui means not eating and drinking? That inui means refraining from eating and drinking. Because lest you think the Torah is talking about arayos, harehu omer vavati hanefesh. That's what the pasuk comes to tell me. That no, arayos or is not an avedas nefesh kind of thing. So that's why, meaning it's the inui of tashmish amita is not an avedas nefesh. It has to be something that's avedas nefesh, and that is eating and drinking. Tana, has another source to learn that inui means refrain from eating and drinking. Nemar kan inui, v'nemar la'alan inui. Ma'alan inui ravon, afkan inui ravon. It says v'yancha v'yari. So just like Vayancha Vayari Vecha is very clear, Vayari Vecha, that it relates to hunger, so over here also, Vayom Kippur, when it says Inoy, it's also an issue of hunger, it's an issue of not feeding oneself. But if you want to learn what the word inui is from other places in the Torah, why don't we go to, I assume what's the first place in the Torah comes up when Lavan tells Yaakov, that if you cause inui to my daughters, and how so, by marrying other women, and therefore withholding tashmish from them, the mitzvah's owner from them, so shouldn't you see that inui means tashmish amita from there, and that inui does not mean achilu shtia? Says done in inui derabim, inui derabim. We'd rather learn from Vayancha ve'arivecha, because we learn an inui of the masses from an inui of the masses. Yom Kippur relates to all the masses. Ve'in done inui derabim, inui deyachid. We're not going to learn inui derabim from an inui of specific individuals, like by Rachel and Leah. V'nelef me inui de Mitzrayim. Why don't we learn that from inui de Mitzrayim? Tichsev vayares anyenu v'amrinu zu prishus derech eretz. Says vayares anyenu. That's inui, and the Chazal understand that relates to precious derech eretz, relates to tashmish amita. So that's an inui derabim, and it's an inui, and it means tashmish. It doesn't mean achilu shtia. El dan in inui b'de shemayim, inui b'de shemayim, dan inui b'de shemayim, inui b'de adam. We learn in inui b'de shemayim from another inui b'de shemayim. Yom Kippur is a mitzvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we, and the man is also an inui b'de shemayim, as opposed to an inui b'de adam of paro. Hamachilcha man b'midbar Midbar Lema'an Anoscha. Once we mention Inui, the Pasuk happens to say that the man is Lema'an Anoscha, to cause us Inui. Now, if anything, the man seems to be the opposite of Inui. It's the best thing ever. It's sustenance. It's great. Why is that called Inui? Two explanations. Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. Chad Amar Eino Dom Mishesh Lepas Pesalo Mishen Lepas Pesalo. That it's Inui because we never had our next meal in our pockets, and the psychological trauma of not knowing where your next food is coming from, or when it's coming, if it's coming, so that it requires a tremendous amount of bitachon, so that itself is an inoy. We didn't have pas pasalo. That you can't compare someone who's roa va'ochel to someone who's not roa va'ochel. That seeing your food is a big deal when you eat. That's why blind people, when they eat, they don't become fully satisfied. If a person eats a meal, he should only eat it during the daytime. You should be able to see your food. There's a medrash on the pasuk. The medrash says mikan remez ladlakas neros b'shabbes. So the Yun Yaakov points out that medrash is well understood according to this gemara. Hadlakas neros b'shabbes allows you to see your food, and that's why it will avoid the inui of the man. Okay, so that's what we'll pick up from our Mavizera tomorrow.